Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. President Robert Mugabe is expected to return home today after a month-long holiday. Harare City Council demolishes more so-called illegal housing structures in the city.
What happened is that those people invaded an open space just next to the airport. And it was not good for our visitors, even for our country.
Zimbabwe's economic crisis cripples drug supplies in most hospitals, putting patients at risk.
Most hospitals, they now lack some of the most basic drugs, you know, from painkillers, antibiotics, tablets for chronic illnesses like hypertension, diabetes, and so forth.
And Zimbabwe secures a $200 million loan to buy maize in neighboring countries. Stand by for these stories and much more. President Robert Mugabe is expected to return home today after a month-long holiday. The president, who normally goes to Asia for his annual vacation, was said to have been facing some health complications while on leave, a report that was dismissed as nonsensical by the government. Right now, we have our correspondent, Ivan Chifera, who is at the Harare International Airport. Hello, Ivan. Tell us about what's happening right now. Yes, Ivan, you hear me?
Hello, how are you?
Yes,
I can hear you. Hello, how are you?
No, we are fine. Tell us about what's happening. Can you set the scene for us?
What is happening is that the president of Equatorial Guinea, President Wema, arrived at Harare International Airport around 6:30, and was welcomed by the acting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mbalashe Mbengegui, Minister for Provincial Affairs for Harare, Miriam Chikukwa, and Fed's chief. We are told by government officials that Mr. Nguema is in the country for a three-day consultative visit, and President Robert Mugabe is expected to arrive here around 10 p.m. And government officials tell us that this is a private arrival, and that's why here at the airport there are no supporters, Zambia supporters. You know, usually when he returns from such visits, there are thousands and thousands of Zambia supporters that from the airport. But the airport today is empty. There was just a group of some dance group that is here, and a few government officials and ministers.
But from your sources, how strong is the information that Comrade President Robert Mugabe is arriving tonight?
Very strong. In fact, there are officials from government that are here, guys, the protocol people, and so forth. And the fact that also the president of Equatorial Guinea is in the country points to the fact that indeed the president will be coming, because government officials tell us that he's coming to consult President Robert Mugabe. So they tell us that the president is expected to arrive after 10 p.m. They didn't tell us a specific time, and therefore they say they don't expect journalists to be there and other people to be there, because they are saying it's a private arrival.
And why a private arrival when in the past he has come during the day and has even addressed press conferences? But why do you think that tonight he's coming late in the night?
It's not very clear, Chris, and we were actually puzzled, and we were asking from Zambia supporters why they were not going to the airport, and they were saying they expected to go to the airport, but there was no invitation, and government officials are not telling us why the president is not going to be welcomed by multitudes of his party supporters and people from government, as is usually the case. Maybe it could be that because he's arriving late at night, this is why they can't invite people.
Okay, Ivan, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Ivan Chifera, our correspondent in Harare, who is at the Harare International Airport. The Harare City Council, which started demolishing houses that were condemned by President Mugabe because they were built on state land, continued today with about 100 of them being razed down to the ground. Some media reports say the demolitions have been speeded up so that the time Mr. Mugabe arrives from his holiday in the Far East, the houses would have been taken down. The houses were built on land earmarked for the expansion of the Harare International Airport. The demolition of the houses by the MDCT-dominated council has raised the ire of ZANU-PF supporters because the houses were built on stands parceled out to the ruling party supporters ahead of the 2013 elections. Harare City Councillor Peter Moyo says these allegations are false because it was President Mugabe who gave the instructions to demolish the houses.
As you might be aware, and most of the people are aware, what happened is that those people invaded an open space just next to the airport. And it was not good for our visitors, even for our country. It wasn't good. So when the president was moving around that area, he saw it, and he had no kind words to the minister, and the minister was very embarrassed. And he gave a directive to say that the city of Harare should go and demolish those houses with immediate effect. But actually, the city of Harare took time so that we allow people to remove their goods. So we gave them time. Those who managed to do it, they did it. Those who didn't, they didn't. But actually, yesterday, all people complied, and they removed their goods, and those houses were raised down.
Mr. Moyo, some critics are saying that City Council is acting because it is aware that most of the houses belong to ZANU-PF supporters. That's why you are acting. Is that true?
That is very incorrect, but people should just understand that they took that place illegal and they started erecting illegal structures, and the president gave authority to council to demolish. So it was not on a political ground. It was not on what?
That was Harare City Councillor Peter Moyo. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. Zimbabwe's deepening economic crisis is severely affecting its ability to fund public health delivery and restricting poor people's access to health care, a situation medical practitioners describe as dire, as it puts the lives of millions of people who cannot afford private health institutions at risk. The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association says the massive drug shortages in the country's hospitals are far deeper than has been reported in the government-leaning Herald newspaper. The Herald has reported that an acute shortage of drugs has hit major public hospitals, but the doctors' group says the situation is even more desperate in district hospitals that cater for the majority. The government has not been releasing insufficient drugs to the drug procurement company, the National Pharmaceutical Company, or NATFARM. NATFARM Managing Director Mrs. Flora Sifeku says they received $800,000 from the government as part of the $24 million debt owed since 2009. Patients who spoke to Studio 7 say they are now being forced to buy expensive drugs from private pharmacies. Fortune Nyamande, president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that doctors are carrying out their work with no basic resources, compromising the quality of their work.
The issue of the drugs shortages is not only new, it has actually been a perennial problem. I think for the past 5 or so years, we are aware that the capacity utilization of NATFARM has been going down. And in the hospitals, I think most hospitals, they now lack some of the most basic drugs, you know, from painkillers, antibiotics, tablets for chronic illnesses like hypertension, diabetes and so forth, cancer drugs and so forth. And then, you know, we're actually getting some reports again from our members at district hospitals. And we're saying that it's even worse outside Harare than what we're actually, you know, thinking. Yeah, I think the reports that came out were specifically looking at the major central hospitals, Arara Hospital, Parangeto Hospital, and UBH and Bilo. But, you know, the district hospitals are even much more affected.
What is the way forward? How can this be addressed?
I think the solution is a bit multifaceted. It begins with the revision in terms of the approach towards the funding of healthcare in our country. As you are aware, the CS allocation to the Ministry of Health is way less than 10% of the national budget. And we are saying that the allocation to the Ministry of Health should, at least the minimum should be 15%, as stipulated in the Abuja Declaration, where Zimbabwe is actually a signatory.
That was Fortune Nyamande, president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. He spoke there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.